Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from Rosh Yeshiva ben Peshadina, the bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of kavua and rov, and the basic yisod that we've been talking about is that there are two types of miut. There's a miut kamandi isa, a miut kamandi lesa. Some miuts are completely erased by the rov, miut kamandi lesa. Some miuts still exist even after there's a rov, and we saw various nafkaminas, and now we are continuing on again. This is based on the Shari Chaim of Hagaon HaGadol, the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This is in Simen Mem Hei in the Sefer and Ksubis. The Shachin Yaredeya in Simen Kuf Yud brings the Machlokas Rishonim about Piresh Lefanenu Imokom Hakvius Al Yedei Baal Chaim O Akum Shenat Lo Misham. In other words, we know that if a Jew takes it from the Makom HaKviyus, and that's where the suffix was Misorer. Did he take the kosher piece of meat or the unkosher piece of meat from a Makom that it was Kavua? So we say, Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. We know B'nimtza, we know that if it's found on the street, it was Parish from the place of Kavua, and he found it on the street. So the din is that Holach Achar Harov. That's if we just find it, it wasn't Parish Lefanenu. So the shaila is, what's the din if it was parish lefanenu, if the piece of meat separated before us, but not by a person, not by a Jew, by a bal chai, by a goy? So really, there's no suffix yet. It was parish al yedei bal chai or goy. There's no halachic ramifications right now. But it was parish befanenu. It was in front of us, and it separated from the makom hakviyus. So what's the din? Das Tosfim Psachim and Daf Tesamid Beis Dibra Maskil Hainu and other Rishonim is that it's considered Kavua Min HaTorah and Kamechza Mechza Dami. However, the Ran in Chulin and Daf Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph writes that in such an instance Mida Oiraisa it's Mutter because we go after the Rov and it's not called Kavua. Umid Rabbanan Hu Degazru, it's only a Gzeira Mid Rabbanan when they saw that it was Parish Min HaKavua. Gzeira, Zokteran, Shema Yikach Min HaKavua. You might take, lest you take from the Kavua. Al Koponim Mei Iker Adin Midoi Raisa. It's Mutter, because we consider it Parish Min HaRov. According to the Tos and other Rishonim, no, we consider it Kavua, because it was Parish Befanenu. We saw it leaving the Makom HaKvius, and therefore it has a Din Kavua, and Kol Kavua, Kemechza Al Mechza Dami, B'siyad D'Shmayim Rav Gilernt, Amachloikes Rishonim, about Piresh lefanenu mimokom hakvius al yedei baal chai o akum. Frekt hagoin Rebbe Akiva Eger on the sheet of the Ran from a Tosefta on the fifth parak of Tyrus, brought there in the Rash. This tshuva of Rebbe Akiva Eger is in Tinyan and Simon Kufches. Let's say you have nine shratzim. You have nine shrutzim, nine dead rats, and one svardeya in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody touches one of them, and we don't know which one of them he touched. Did he touch the Tamei Sheretz? There are nine of them. Or did he touch the svardeya? So the din is, since it was in Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar, Smisafik it's Tar, Piresh Echad Mehem. If one of them was Piresh, in other words, you have these Tisha Shratzim and Svardeh Echad in a Makum Kavua, but now one of them, and they're all together, and now one of them is Piresh, so if it's Lerishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tame. If it's Lerishus HaRabim, Sveiko Tar. If it was parish to Rishus HaYachid, the din is that the suffix is Tameh. If it was to Rishus HaRabim, Sveikos Tar, because we know the rule that if you have suffix Tameh Rishus HaRabim, Tar. If you have suffix Tameh Rishus HaYachid, Tameh. So if Piresh Echad Mehem Rishus HaYachid, so the suffix is Tameh. If Piresh Echad Mehem Rishus HaRabim, the suffix is Tar, because that's the rule of these Rishus. Rishus HaRabim, suffix is Tar, Rishus HaYachid, suffix is Tameh. Uvenimtza, but if it's found, in other words, it wasn't, we'll see in a moment. If it's Nimsa, if it was Poresh, and then you found it, so then Holach Achar Harov, Then you go after the rove, and here if there are tisha shratzim, and you assume it's a sheretz. So we see that there's two inyanim here. There's piresh, and then there's nimtza. Piresh and nimtza are two different things. First it says piresh echad mehem l'shusiyachot sveikotam l'shusam sveikotar, and then it says nimtza halach achar rove. So when you talk about piresh, when it's separated, what is the din is, it's totally in din reshuyos. If it's reshuyach, it's safik tamir, sam sefekotar. The nimtza, it's not totally in the din of reshus, rather halach achar rov. So explains the Rash, what does it mean piresh? Piresh means piresh lifaneinu, mimakom hakvius. It was poresh in front of us from the makom hakvius. It was poresh lifaneinu, in front of us, our case of lifaneinu, mimakom hakvius, because the suffix was noilad b'makom hakvius, and therefore it's kavua ukemechtzal mechtzadami, and therefore the din is that it's kavua, and since it's kavua, it's kemechtzal mechtzadami, because it was piresh lifaneinu, and therefore it's kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. And since it's 50-50, so what do you do in this case of 50-50? The answer is, it depends on Rishuyos. You don't know. It's mamish a suffix, it's 50-50. So you go after Rishuyos. If it's in Rishus HaYochid, Sveikoy Tame. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, Sveikoy Tar. Nimtza. Nimtza is when it wasn't Parish Lefaneinu. Nimtza is when you found it. So that's Prisham Alyu, so that's a good Prisha there. Bozlina Basaruba. There, Megait Nochen Roiv, you go after the Roiv. So, comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, design Kashi, that Lashita Saran, that Minat Torah. You go after the Roiv, even with Piresh Lefaneinu. So, therefore, if it's Piresh Lefaneinu, and you go after the Roiv, so what should be the din? The din is, it's Tamei Vadai. Because min haTorah, there's a good rov here to be mitameh. So how does this Tosefta say that Bereshus HaRabim Sveik Oitar? Zok the Tosefta. Piresh Echad Mehem. Bereshus Yechad Sveik Oitar. Bereshus HaRabim Sveik Oitar. How could it be that Bereshus HaRabim Sveik Oitar? It's Piresh Lefoneinu. According to the Ran, remember the Ran's a Rishon, the Tosefta is a Tana. According to the Ran, if it's Piresh Lefaneinu, the din is that you go after the Rov. Here you have a Rov. So who cares that it's in Rishus HaRabim? How can you be Matare at Rishus HaRabim? Din is Rov, you have to be Matane. So how can the Ran say that if it's Piresh Lefaneinu, you go after the Rov? Here you say, we see it was Piresh Lefaneinu. And nevertheless, since it was in Rishus HaRabim, we're Matar. Not like the Ran. Ran would say, you have to be Matame, it's a Rov. This Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger is given a grade by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. V'hi t'mio nizgovo. Dos is a groise Kasha. What's Kementin, as they say, the Chassidim. Chassidim say it different than the Litvaks. So, Zot Reb Chaim Azoy, that we found earlier in the shiur we've been giving, that there are two types of roves, as we mentioned at the outset. There's a rove that's a psak, that's a hachra, meaning there's still a miut, but you're machria like the rove, but there's still a miut. And then there's another din of miyut command lesa. There's a din that there is no miyut. And here the rov is an under a sort rov. It's a different type of rov. It's a rov that's a beir. It's a rov that's an absolute. It wipes out the miyut. It's mevare legamre. The din, the psak, the halacha. It's not just a psak. It's a beir. Because the rov is misalik the suffik meikara. So these two dinim are fundamentally different. the din of acharei rabim lahatos, that's mitoras psak, it's chal on the chaticha mesupekes, and it's machriya the din. If you're following acharei rabim lahatos, you have the suffix on the chaticha, and the rov is machriya the din, one way or the other, whatever the rov is. That's when you're talking about acharei rabim lahatos. Masha ein kein. When you talk about the din of miyuta kamanda lesa, there, it's a different world. There, when you have a rov, there's no more miyut. The miyut is wiped out. It's not just a psak on the miyut, that it's your machriya kafi the rov, but rather there is no miyut. Ulefize, we can explain the sheet of the Ran, that the chiddush that he was mechadish, that prisha lifanenu, is not considered kavua, and a rov is effective. All the Ran meant was that here you have a hanhaga and a psak of rov, but you don't have the other din of miyuta kamandalese. The Ran never said that when it's parish b'faneinu, the miyut is completely wiped out. No. The Ran just means that if it's parish b'faneinu, the rov is machriya. But there's still a miyut. So the Ran agrees that it's still considered kavua. The reason is that since the Prisha was in front of us, and we saw the Netila Mimakom Akvius, we saw it being taken from the Makom Kavua. So where was the latest Safek? Where was the Safek Geboirin? Where was it born? Bimakom Akvius. So therefore, when we talk about the din beirur of rov, which is chal be'etzem ha'safek, what do we say about the din beirur of rov? We say when it's mevarer, when the rov is mevarer, so that means that there is no miyut. But here, you can't say that, because here there's still a kavua. Since it was taken mimokom hakvius, and that's where there was laid as a suffix, you can't say that there's no more makom kvius. You can't say there's no more miut. You can't say there's no more 50-50. There is, because at the time of the laid as a suffix, there was a miut, and what erased it? At that time there was at the time of the laid as a suffix, there was a 50-50, because we saw b'faneinu, we saw that this it was removed, whatever it was, the davar tame or tar, we saw that it was removed, or kasher or treif, we saw in front of us that it was removed. So since you saw that in front of you was removed, so there's still a kviyus here. So in the end, even after we follow the rov, it's not mevarer that there's no miyut at all, because there is a miyut. Of course there's a miyut, because it was parish b'faneinu. So zman laid as a suffix, there was a kviyus. Since there was a kviyus, the zman laid as a suffix, even though we're machriya afterwards, kfi harov, that doesn't mean that there's no more miyut. There still is a miyut, because again, when the suffix was born, there was a miyut. So it's not that this rov, when is a rov going to wipe it out? If the zman laid as a suffix, the rov wipes out the miyut, then it's b'seder gamur. But here, it was man laid as a suffix. There was a good miyut here. There's a kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. And now that it was parish, so now you're going to follow the rov. But why are you following the rov? You're following the rov al tpsak, not al tberu. That you're going to say, achurab lahatos, that you're going to assume that it was part of the rov, but not that there's no more miut. Because the mainaf kamina, who took it? Self call self. It was taken in Makom HaKfiyus and we saw it. The only thing is, now afterwards, we have to decide. So what do we decide afterwards? We decide afterwards, now that there's a nafkamina, halach lemaisa. When it was taken by the Baal Chai or by the Goy, there was no nafkamina lemaisa. So, since there was no nafkamina lemaisa, bizman laid this as a safek, there's no psak. Just so, afterwards, there's going to be a psak. What's going to be the psak? The psak is going to be we're going to follow the rov. So now when you're looking at this chaticha and you want to decide, can you eat the chaticha or not eat the chaticha, you have a rov. Because now, b'shas halakicha, there was no nafkamina. But now that there's a nafkamina, we can paskin. And now it's begeder shel nimtza. So in other words, because there was no nafkamina when it was taken, there's only a nafkamina now, we are allowed to file the rov. We can call it nimtza. And we don't say that it remains 50-50, because at the time of the lekicha, there was no nafkamina lemaisa. So enachinai b'shas laid this is suffik. There was, when it was taken b'faneinu. And you don't know what it is. But you know that there's kviyus there. So that kviyus doesn't go away. But now afterwards, you can consider it nimtza. Why can you consider it nimtza? Because now that a Jew takes it, and now you have enough gemina lemaisa, you can follow the rov. So therefore, it emerges then that according to the Ran, the prisha lefaneinu, the din is mitchalek. The din psak of rov, according to the Ran, is effective min haTorah. But the Ran agrees to the other Rishonim, laying in the din of miyuta kamandalesa. The Ran is mode to the other Rishonim with respect to the din of miyuta kamandalesa, that this din doesn't apply b'prisha lefaneinu, because the only way you could say miyuta kamandalesa is when the etzem hasafek is erased. And here, the etzem hasafek is not erased. How come you can't erase the etzem hasafek? Because the safek was born by makom hakviyus. The leidas hasafek was by makom hakviyus. So how can you say miyuta kamandalesa? Miyuta kamandalesa is when from the get-go you have a rov and you have a miut, and the rov from the get-go, when you're done in the shayla, the rov is wiping out the miut. That's a miut to command a lesa. But here, etzem a suffix, there is a suffix still, because b'shas leidus a suffix, there was a kvius. Just afterwards, where machriya could feed the rov, but b'shas leidus a suffik, there was a kviyus. That means that this miut, this 50-50, is command yisa. Just afterwards, we say seder. Now that it's a shayla halacha lemaisa, we're going to follow the rov. So on one hand, it's called kavua. On the other hand, we follow the rov. It's called kavua in the sense that it is a suffik, but you follow the rov in this suffik. So now we can explain the sheet of the Ran. That midrabanan it's called Kavua, even though Minat Torah, we go follow the Rov. Because we explained in the very first shir, a little while back, that it's Machokas or Rabbanu Reb Meir for Choshesh L'Miyuta or not. And we explain that the rabbis aren't Choshesh L'Miyut. That's only Mishum Miyuta Kaman D'Lesa. That only means that the rabbis don't hold that the Miyut is completely erased. That only means that according to the rabbis, Miyut is Kaman D'Lesa. That the Miyut is wiped out. According to Rabbi Meir, there is a Miyut. Choshish for the Miyut. And according to the rabbis, Miyut Kaman D'Lesa. But in an instance where it's not Shayach to be Mavar the Suffolk Legamre, in other words, in an oifen, when there still is going to be a Miyut, in an oifen, when Miyut Kaman D'Isa, there the rabbis agree that Choshin the Miyuta. When did the rabbis argue, we said, according with Rabbi Meir, when the Rov wipes out the Miyut, then lo choshim the Miyut. But when the Rov doesn't wipe out the Miyut, when there's still a, you're just following the Rov al tachra, so the rabbis there would agree with Rabbi Meir that you are choshish for the Miyut midrabanan. So that's a big chiddush. That according to the rabbis, normally when we say you're not choshish l'miut, that's because it wipes it out. But if it doesn't wipe it out, then you are choshish for the miut. Now, in the instance where it was parish l'faneinu, that we explain that it's not shayach the hachra. It's not shayach to wipe out the suffik l'gamre. All there is here is a hachra. But there still is a tzad miut. So in such an instance, the Kulei Alma, you're Choshish L'Miyut, even for the Rabbanim. So that's Pshat in the Ran, why Midoy Raisa, go after the Rov. Mid Rabbanan, you have to follow the Miyut, because Kavukol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami, the Miyut Kamandi Isa. And we said that according to the rabbis who argue with Rabbi Meir, and hold that Lo Choshin L'Miyut, you're normally not Choshish for Miyut. You don't have to be Machmer like the Miyut. But in an instance where it's Miyuta Kamandi Isa, where the Miyut still exists after you file the Rov, there you should be Choshish. And that's exactly what the Ran holds. The Ran holds that you should be Choshish for the Miyut Midrabanan. Even though you're following the Rov. Why? Because here you're only following the Rov B'Taras Pesach and Achra. And since you're only following the Rov B'Taras Pesach and Achra, Mimela, you have to be Choshish for the Miyut. You have to be Machu Midrabanan. So Midaraisa, the Ran holds, you go after the Rov. But Midrabanan, since the Miyut is Kamandi Isa, there still is a Miyut. You're choshish for that miut. The Ran gave a different reason. The Ran didn't give our lamdash a reason. The Ran says, Gzeir Hashem yikach mena kavua. So you can say, what's pshat? Gzeir Hashem yikach mena kavua. That you're choshish for the miut. If it's pirish lefaneinu, because he's going to take from the kavua. Why are you choshish that he's going to take from the kavua? For the very reason we said, because this is like kavua, because there's a tzad here that it's kavua. Since there's a tzad here that it's kavua, because originally it was kavua, mamela, there's a chshash you're going to take from the kavua, and therefore this piece is aser, because you're going to take from the kavua, because this also has a tzad kavua. Why? Because when it was Paresh, it was Kavua, and it was Paresh Lefaneinu. Pshas laid the Sefik, it was Kavua. So it's not wiped out. The Sefik isn't wiped out. So since there still is a Sefik, yeah, you file the Rov Daraisa, and I'm a Darabanam, you're Choshish for the Miyut. And according to this, we can answer the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, but that it says in the Tosefta, that Paprisha Lefaneinu, this Shaykh din kavua lekula letar bishus harabim. We saw in the Tosefta that were mitayr b'shus harabim, it says pireish echad mehem, which you said means lefanenu lirishus harabim sveikoy tar. We said that if it was pireish lefanenu birishus harabim sveikoy tar, and we asked why don't we go basa rov shuratzin to be metame? We should go after rov shuratzin and be metame according to you, the Ran, because you, the Ran, say that pireish b'faneinu, you go after the rov. So here also we should go after the rov. How can you possibly say to go after the rishuyos and say b'rishus harabim sveikoy tar? And the answer is that rov is effective to mevatel dinei rishuyos. That's like a rov that has a din of miyuta kamandalesa. When it's a powerful rov, it's a power hitter rov, it's batting forth that rov, wipes out the miyut. So then what do we say? We say that the din rishuyos doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you found that piece. Shisarab, shisayochid. What does it matter? You have a rov. And this is a powerful rov. This is a cleanup hitter rov. So if it's a miyuta kamandalesa rov, since the ikra suffik was mizbara, it's not called suffik tum anymore. That's pshat, the rov is mizbara the suffik. Pshat is no longer a suffik. Bye bye suffik. It turns from a suffik into a psak. You know, before we're using psak, psak is a achra, that it's still a miyut. But the suffik goes bye bye. No more suffik. So if it's no more suffik, so in the mele, we don't care about the rishuyos. Because what's the din of rishus harab sveiko tor rishuyos sveiko tome? The din in suffik tumah. But if the roiv is mevara the suffik, there's no suffik anymore. So there, why would you possibly follow the roiv in a million years? So therefore, if it's a roiv mochetz, it's a starker roiv that's wiping out the miut, then we don't care about the rishuyos. But in unzer nidon, in our case, prisha lefaneinu, the din roiv is not mitaris psak, the din roiv is only mitaris psak and achra, right? Lo nistalik ikra suffik, there's still a suffik. Just the rov is machriya the suffik. So, now you're in the realm of sveikis. It's still a suffik. So what's the din of suffik tumah rishus harabim? Sveikoy tar. So that's why he's not a kasha in the Ran. Because we asked on the Ran, ho! You, the Ran, hold Prisha Lefanenu, you follow the Rov. So why here in Prisha Lefanenu, you don't follow the Rov? You say Prisha Lefanenu, Sveikoy Tar, even though the Rov here is that it's Tame? The answer is because you misunderstood the Ran. All the Ran meant was that you follow the Rov, Medin Psak. But it's not a Beirur on the Suffolk. Still a Suffolk. And Ramel, if you find him, Prisha Lefanenu, Sveikoy Tar. So the Ran would say, you know, Sveiko, like the Tosefta says, Sveiko Tar, Shtarabim. And what about your Rov? The answer is, it's not a good enough Rov to completely neutralize the Suffolk. It's still Suffolk. From the Mele, you have to follow Shtarabim. We know that Chazaka is Mitame, even Shtarabim. Like we find the Nida Gimel Amid Aleph in Tosis Divra Maskul Gomar. And we don't say that since it's only a Psak in the Suffolk and the Ikra Suffolk is still there, it's included in the din of Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim Tor. No. We have a Chazakah. Chazakah is Metame. Yim Rishus Harabim. So you see that we don't say the halacha that Rishus HaRabim Sveikoy Tar against a psak of Chazaka. We should also say that there's no halacha of Rishus HaRabim Sveikoy Tar against a psak of Rav. Just like by Chazaka we follow the Chazaka, so too by Rav we should follow the Rav and not the Rishus HaRabim Sveikoy Tar. The answer is that there's a difference between a psak of chazaka and a psak of rov. That in chazaka the yisod of the psak is ha mei davar al cheskasoi, and don't be mistapik. The chazaka tells us stay with the chazaka, blag mit chazake, and don't have a suffix. That's what chazaka tells us. Chazaka tells us no more doubt, take it out. That's chazaka. And therefore there's no din, Rish Sarabim Svegoitar. Rish Sarabim Svegoitar is not a suffix. The chazaka completely disarms the suffix. No more suffix. Even though it's only a psak and a hoga, but this psak is not to be mistopic. But the Gabe Rov, there's no psak that we shouldn't have any tzad of a miyut. All we say is that the rov is machriya ketzad of fi rov. But that there's no miyut. And therefore, berov, like we learned in earlier shir, berov rechoshish lemiut, but not bechazaka, because chazaka says there's no miut, there's nothing to talk about here. Berov, there's still a miut afterwards if it's a psak. And since the rov doesn't tell us not to be mistapik, we say suffik tum rishsarabim sveko tar. It's still suffik, and therefore we have a suffik rishsarabim. Suffik is tar. Now, just to conclude with a little bit of dessert. In Maseches Pesachim, Adav Tes Amud Beis, it says that if you have Teisha Tziburin Shel Matzah, if you have 9 piles of matzah and 1 of chametz, and then a mouse came, not the type you have in your computer, the type that we don't want in our houses, right? So a mouse comes and takes one piece. And you don't know if he took from the matzah and from the chametz. If he took from the matzah and he brought it into the house, your house is beseder. If he takes from the chametz, got to check again. So the Gemara says that's like the case of the 9 stores and the 1 store. And therefore the din is that just like the 9 store and the 1 store, makom kavua. It's kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzal dami. They call kavua kamechtzal mechtzal dummy, just like by the 9 kosher stores and 1 unkosher store. But since the suffix is null b'makom akvius, so it's kavua, it's 50-50. So to here, the piles were kavua, it's 50-50, even though it's rov matzah, because we said that there are 9 piles of matzah, the person still has to check the house again. So the divrei aran that bepirish lefaneinu, it's not considered kavua min haTorah. So here we have to say that what the Gemara means is that since derabbanan, it's kavua, so they were machmir in b'dikas chametz. You know, b'dikas chametz derabbanan, we're also machmir, and this derabbanan, like the Ran says, mitaraisi, you go after the rov, mitarabbanan, you're machmir. However, based on our havan and the Ran, you can say nachtifer that the chumra is not only because derabbanan. It's kavua and you don't follow the rov. And more than that, even it's adin daraisa that there is a rov, you also have to be mechayiv bedika. Why? That since the din rov is only b'taras hachron psak, but the suffik is still there, ooh, there's still a chobas bedika. Because what's the yisor chobas habedika? Mishum suffik! And here there's still a suffik! The whole chobas habedika is out suffik. So here, once you understand what the Ran means is that you're paskining al pi the rov of pirish lefaneinu, but there's still a suffik. You just follow the rov in this case of suffik, but it's still mugdar as a suffik. Memela, when you're in a nidon of bedikas chametz, you have to check because you're right. You have the rov, but this rov is only psak in the suffik. It's still a suffik, and the whole takan of bedikas chametz was out suffik. Since the whole takan of bedikas chametz is out suffik. You don't have to come on to the din derabbanan that you're machmir that it's kavua. Even din deraisa that you have a rov, but you have a rov that's a suffik. And memela, since even deraisa you have a rov that's a suffik, so there's still a takana of bedikas chametz. And that's why, says the Magid Mishnah, that if you have a suffik in Bedika, you don't go Lekula. Because the whole takon of the Bedika's Chavetz was a suffik. So don't say, oh, Sfeika Lekula, it's only Dirabbanan. That's normally when you have regular dinim, you go Sfeika Lekula. But here, the whole vort is that you have to be Machmir and Sfeikas. So therefore, you have to go Sfeika Lechumra. And that's why in our case, the Ram would agree, obviously, like Gemara says, that if you have nine of matzah and one of chametz, you have to be machmir and be boidik. So, sweet friends, I hope we understood correctly this Torah. We explained it well. And there's still a lot more to say, obviously. But we'll close here. B'siyata d'shmaya. We should be zoicha lilmod ulelameid lishmor v'lasa l'kaimis kol divrei samu Torah sabiyava. And gedenkin, and always to remember that sof dovra kol nishma es elokim yura ves mitzvosov shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.